Welcome to Winning Is Not Everything, where we bring sanity back to youth sports by focusing on character development, effort, and sportsmanship, not rankings and trophies, and conversations with some of your favorite athletes and coaches. I'm your host, Sean Jensen, former NFL reporter, children's book author, and youth sports coach. We've got a bonus episode for you today with Larry Fitzgerald, the father of Arizona Cardinals longtime star receiver, Larry Fitzgerald Jr. Let's get going. This episode is brought to you by All Over Media, which provides advertising solutions on mobile billboards and convenience stores in 200 markets across the country. Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. We've got a lot of great guests coming your way on our regular weekly episodes every Tuesday, but from time to time, we'll bring you short bonus episodes. It's been a rough week, and I wasn't sure I could put this episode together. So I'm thankful for my producer Mike Graff's grace, but I was also comforted and encouraged by Larry, who reached out to me multiple times over the last week. It got me thinking, if winning is not everything, then what is? The challenges and dark moments of the last week reminded me that my faith is everything and my friendships are everything, because Larry lifted me up with thoughtful texts and a call in which we both made some new revelations to one another. I hope you enjoy this bonus episode between two friends who are talking about the achievements and characteristics of one of the young men that we've raised. Let's get to it. Well, I'm excited for this latest bonus episode of Winning Is Not Everything. I have my dear friend Larry Fitzgerald on the phone. With Larry, I'm always mindful that I don't call him Larry Fitzgerald Sr. Why is that, Larry?
Yes, I like that. I like that. I wish a number of others would go that way, because I think sometimes people try to be, even broadcasters, I work with guys on different stations through my network, that sometimes they know I'm introduced as Larry Fitzgerald. They get my website, larry-fitzgerald.com. They read anything that I've written over the years for the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder as Larry Fitzgerald, but yet they'll refer to me as Larry Fitzgerald Sr. You know, and I just try to remind them that, what do you think, you're trying to be politically correct? Why all of a sudden did it change? You know, I mean, I look at my driver's license all the time and say, wow, did I miss something? But obviously Larry Fitzgerald Jr., my son, my oldest son, you know, now 36 years old, is Larry Jr., and, you know, we've seen him grow, you know, as a kid in Minneapolis, St. Paul, to be, you know, now this terrific young man, great football player, ambassador for, you know, in many ways, the National Football League and for athletes.
You know, one of the things I admired about you, Larry, is you modeled hard work for your boys, but you also exposed them to the great people in your circle of influence. Why was that so important for you?
Well, because, you know, Sean, growing up in Chicago, great city like that, huge.
Great city.
Oh, I mean, just a tremendous city. And even though it had some obstacles, you know, dealing with things that you can't control, like, you know, segregation and some areas where you could live and everything was fine, and then if you tried going on one side of the street, you weren't invited. And so That was a part of growing up in Chicago, a great city like that.
Larry had said that Grace Arrington was an unsung hero from his childhood, someone who influenced him. What can you tell me about her?
Grace Arrington was a marvelous friend, a wonderful woman who knew my wife, obviously, first, but she just took in our whole family. Grace did. Grace, ironically, went to the same college as I did, Indiana State University. And obviously, when I was there, I really didn't know her at all. But she knew of me. I was on the football team, that type of thing. And here it is. I get married. My high school sweetheart, Carol, in Chicago. I had already moved to the Twin Cities and working and living and starting my career, and then got married. And so that's when she befriended my wife, Carol. And so She basically had her children, and she would adopt some young people, and she had a tremendous role in leading and guiding kids and young people, and that had an influence on Larry and Marcus from the standpoint of whenever we were socializing with her, you know, we all knew each other. The families were together. We just did so many things together, and she was just a really wonderful person who treated my boys with the greatest of respect, but also could have fun with them and that type of thing. And that was why I think that had a tremendous imprint on Larry, because when my wife got sick in her later years, Grace was there not only before, but she was there doing some of the tough part when we lost Carol.
And Larry had alluded to some of the challenges that she'd been through in life, but just how positive and strong she was. I mean, that was something that inspired him.
Yeah, she had some health issues also. And, you know, and so that's the bond that she had with my wife, Carol. And everything that we did as parents, Carol also, we shared with our children. And so we knew that Grace, you know, wasn't 100% healthy. And then we found out some of the things that she was having to battle. And then she knew of, you know, Carol having the breast cancer issue and the fight and the battle of having to try to keep your family, your boys, positive and upbeat about something like that, but yet not getting themselves consumed by the thought that you're going to lose your mom. And so it was a battle that, you know, we never took for granted, but yet we worked hard on making the boys aware that this was not something that we were going to have dominating our mindset every day, because we're going to win this fight. And so I think Grace helped us embrace that. The times that whenever we would share time with her and her family, it was a no-brainer.
Larry shared how difficult it was after learning he would not qualify academically for college and he had to head to Valley Forge. What were your emotions like as his father, and how did you help him get the right mindset to maximize that opportunity?
In my situation in high school in Chicago, I went with dealing with Proposition 42. And Proposition 42 demanded a GPA, a number on your ACT and SAT combined with your regular school grade that would qualify you for a Division I scholarship. And so I was denied an opportunity to take advantage of scholarships in the Big Ten and the Notre Dame, and wound up having to settle to take a scholarship to go to Prairie View outside of Houston, Texas. And so I had dealt with something very similar to what Larry was having to deal with. And in making my choices, I wanted to make certain that he didn't have to deal with what I ultimately had to do, which was to transfer from Prairie View, go to a junior college, be there for a year and a half, basically giving up 2 years. And by going to prep school, Valley Forge Military in Wayne, Pennsylvania, just outside Philadelphia, Larry was able to know that he was going to have a full four-year opportunity. And so that's why it was important for me to sell him on that. And ultimately, as things worked out, you know, he only spent 2 years at the University of Pittsburgh and was eligible based on his graduating class to be able to go and take on the opportunity to be in the National Football League draft of 2004.
I know one of the things that Larry shared is that you and Carol weren't afraid to talk to the kids about failure and struggle. So how was that in terms of getting his mind right to really be able to make the most of Valley Forge? Because he said he was scared initially.
Well, it was a frightening thing. Believe me, you think he was scared. I never told him this. The day I drove him to Valley Forge, that was a humbling experience because it's such a strong military environment. And I had never had my child, or even me, be around a military environment, so rigid and so disciplined from the standpoint of you had to be subservient to sometimes individuals that were much younger than you. you know, or appeared to be younger. And so it really bothered me that I was leaving my child in this environment for the first time. And that, you know, that I would have really no part in other than getting a report from teachers and the school and type of things on how his development was. And me being in Minnesota and him being in Pennsylvania. So that was the hardest part. But I prepared him mentally because I talked to some great football players like Eddie George, and fortunately I've been covering the Vikings for 40 years, and Chris Dolman, a Hall of Fame football player, was a guy that I talked to and counseled on his experience being a graduate of the University of Pittsburgh, but yet the fact that he had to go to Valley Forge Military prior to getting his scholarship. And he told me and assured me that Larry, once he had gotten to know Larry, you know, from being around the Vikings as a ball boy type of thing, that Larry could do this, that Larry could get through it, and he could come through it in a positive way. And so that really comforted me in the sense that I could infuse that energy into Larry, that this was the way to go. I looked at this real hard, Larry, and you're going to be successful with this because you can do this. And so he did. And he went there and had honors, and his grades were just tremendous. And the rest is history. He was able to get that scholarship to go to Pittsburgh and almost win the Heisman Trophy and get into the National Football League draft.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that, Larry. That is an absolutely incredible story. Now, I know that as he was wrapping up at Valley Forge, there were a lot of big colleges that came back around and were interested in your son. Tell me a little bit about the decision to go to Pittsburgh instead of maybe one of the other programs that were maybe more famous and successful.
Well, Pittsburgh was there first, and I think I taught Larry loyalty, how important it is to identify when somebody was trying to sell you something that they didn't necessarily believe, but yet they were going to sell you on it because they wanted you as an athlete. And then once they had you as an athlete, they could kind of fit you in to wherever they felt would help their team and program. And so he really learned a lot from Walt Harris, because Walt Harris was one of the first coaches to come to Minneapolis in Larry's junior year and sit in the stands and watched him play. And so that was a big piece in Larry developing that mindset of trust so that he could do something that I advised him not to let happen to him that happened to me, which was to get a scholarship, to go and play for somebody, and then have somebody get injured at a position, and then have the coach decide that because you're a big physical guy and you're on defense, I could get you on offense and you can play tackle, offensive tackle. And I didn't want any part of it. And it really irritated me, and I think it affected my ability to finish my career as an athlete at Indiana State. I just wasn't consistent enough as an offensive tackle as I was on defense, where I was a dominant defensive tackle in junior college as an All-American. But I told Larry, don't let anybody tell you that you're a linebacker or you're a tight end or whatever. If you're going to be a receiver and you believe that's your best position, you got to fight for it. But it starts with having the confidence in the coach that recruits you to his program that what he tells you is going to be the truth. And nothing but the truth. And so that's what he learned from Walt Harris.
Well, Larry, I really appreciate your time and your insights. It really was wonderful to visit with you and talk about your son and just sort of your mindset for how you raised your boy. So thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Sean. Appreciate it, my friend.
Thanks for listening to this bonus episode. Make sure to subscribe, rate and review, and share Winning Is Not Everything so you don't miss any of our bonus episodes, as well as our amazing regular episodes airing every Tuesday. Winning is not everything, but the three H's to be a real hero in life are hustle, humility, and heart. See you next time.